One week from tomorrow, hundreds of school buses will again fill Boston streets. It's a massive undertaking that the school department is always reviewing in an effort to make it more efficient and less intimidating for students. This year, the school system has some new ideas to consider from graduate students at Bentley University. WBUR's Tanya Mosley reports.
One of the first nursery rhymes we learn is all about how to ride a bus. You probably have memories of riding those big yellow ones. The screeching sounds of the brakes, the folding doors, the narrow aisles, the plastic seats. It's a universal experience.
Everyone has ridden the bus, and it hasn't changed. I mean, you look at movies and stuff, TV shows from like the 60s and 70s, and the bus is exactly the same as it was when I rode it in the early 2000s.
It was this idea that got Bentley University graduate student Rachel Graham thinking about ways to remix the school bus experience. And one of the most challenging places to do that? Boston Public Schools. BPS transports 29,000 public, private, and charter school students back and forth each day. And Graham found for many of those students, the experience isn't all that great. One seventh grader told her the most exciting thing he does on the bus is talk to the bus driver.
And so I asked him, what are the other kids on the bus do? And he rides a big bus, and there's four students on the bus. And he said, they stare at the seat in front of them. And that was kind of like shocking at first because it sounds so boring.
Boredom is one of the many challenges Graham and students from Bentley decided to tackle. She got together a group of graduate students to examine the transportation experience and essentially break the current model and rebuild it into something fresh, innovative, and exciting. This is not the first time BPS has borrowed from the brain trust of bright college students. Several years ago, the district worked with MIT to come up with ways to improve the school assignment process.
All right, awesome. Thank you guys for coming.
Surrounded by sandwiches, coffee, and bags of chips, the grad students at Bentley were put into teams of five. They spent 2 days coming up with ideas. And by the second day, some of the teams realized something.
It seems like in our different rooms, we were all going around the same kind of two or three ideas.
That's really intense process.
All of them came up with ways to entertain the kids on the bus with things like apps and touch screens on the backs of seats to play games. The winning team combined both technology and safety.
The winner is Team 6.
Team 6's idea calls for bus leaders on every bus. Older kids who promote anti-bullying among younger kids.
And we also try to put emphasis on new technologies and how to use technology as a tool.
Winning team member Francesca Consina says they also envision a monitor screen installed on the backs of every seat, giving students a chance to follow where they are on their routes and report when they feel unsafe.
And at the same time, to empower them and to give them responsibility, a sense of respect and ownership.
This exercise is just one step in revolutionizing the school bus system, says Roy Chan. He works in BPS's new Experience Lab, an office with the sole task of making the educational experience more engaging for students.
I would really like people to get to see transportation as like an experience and not just this like thing we have to do to get, you know, human beings from point A to point B, that there are things that are happening on the bus.
And Chan says the district will likely take nuggets from all of the teams at Bentley to make riding the school bus an experience kids will want to start and end their days with. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.